This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Downtown Hayward Business Improvement District is inviting area residents to their annual Fall Sip and Shop event this week. The event will be held on Thursday from noon to 7 p.m., giving area residents a chance to explore the downtown area and connect with new businesses. Residents can also get a Sip and Shop passport, and if they receive at least 10 merchant signatures on the passport, they can enter to win various prizes during the finale event at Angler's Bar and Grill. The passport can be downloaded online or picked up at the event. Northwest Wisconsin organizations are inviting area residents to a number of events honoring Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Officials from Embrace are promoting a number of events with various local partners, including libraries, small businesses, and grocery stores, in an effort to highlight the available resources for people struggling with domestic violence. The organization is also inviting area residents to participate in their sixth annual Survived and Incarcerated in Wisconsin letter writing event, which will be held virtually on October 30th. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has asked a Waukesha County judge to pause a court order requiring the Wisconsin Elections Commission to verify the citizenship of registered voters prior to the February election. The DOJ submitted the request for a stay on Monday, pending an appeal of the Friday court order. Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell scheduled a hearing on the stay request for October 31st. Attorney General Josh Call says the court order would require a massive overhaul of the state's voter registration system. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced he will seek re-election rather than run for governor in the 2026 election. Attorney General Call announced his decision on Tuesday, saying it's critical that the state continue to have an attorney general who will stand up for our freedoms and the rule of law. Since President Donald Trump returned to office in January, Call has joined over two dozen multi-state lawsuits challenging federal actions. He's currently in his second term as attorney general after defeating incumbent Republican Brad Schimmel in 2018. Ashland School District officials say the closure of Northland College last spring could have a significant impact on their staffing going forward. According to a Fox 21 report, Superintendent Rob Prater says about 15% of the district's staff were Northland College graduates. They say they managed to fill staffing gaps this year through job fairs, as well as hiring people who had previously worked at Northland College. District officials are also expressing concerns about losing some of the development programs it offered in partnership with the college. Years of construction work on the Twin Ports Interchange project is finally wrapping up. Local leaders and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials gathered at the site on Monday to celebrate the nearing completion of construction on the project, which began in 2021 and sought to make significant safety and infrastructure improvements. The project also wraps up at a crucial time for the region as construction on the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project gets underway. The Twin Ports Interchange is expected to officially open by October 24th. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is sharing additional details on the investigation into the shooting at a Candy Lane residence in the city of Barron last week. According to a press release, the 17-year-old suspect has died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say the 17-year-old female victim, who was in a relationship with the suspect and pregnant, is in stable condition in the hospital. The child was also delivered in the hospital due to the injuries she sustained and is doing well. A male victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. Republican state lawmakers are circulating new legislation for co-sponsorship aimed at banning the future use of absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin. Absentee ballot drop boxes had initially been banned following a 2022 decision by the conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court. That decision was overturned in 2024 with a liberal majority on the state's highest court. Even if the measure gains enough support to advance through the Republican-controlled state legislature, the bill would likely be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin are highlighting additional access to Inflation Reduction Act home energy rebates as temperatures begin to cool down across the state. Residents will now have access to instant discounts and post-purchase rebates through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program directly at retail locations. The program is meant to help low- and moderate-income households purchase and install more energy-efficient appliances to lower costs and reduce overall energy use. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to expand hunting opportunities for disabled military veterans in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would allow those disabled veterans to hunt deer of either sex during any Wisconsin firearm deer hunting season. Active service military members currently receive the same benefit. The new legislation would extend the benefit to veterans with a disability rating of 50% or greater, as well as those receiving compensation benefits due to being unemployable as a result of their disability. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS, after two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.